better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back, Tim Goodness and Rick Adams, and we have Farrell on the line. Farrell, continue, please. Your next point.
Oh, okay. Now, the next point about, let's see. Now, the term Jew, there is a lot of people involved in a way, you know, they call themselves Jews, or at least, but you see, now myself, I am ancestrally Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
but I am not a Jew. I am not an inhabitant of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a Pharisaic ancestry, though I am of Judah, through
right.
Tamar.
Tribe of Judah, yep.
Let's see, it's...
You mean you're a member of the 12 tribes?
Correct, okay. Yes. You
you're,
see,
a
my
Jacob. You're a Jacobite. I got you.
Right, yeah, see, my ancestry, it goes back through the Walls from Ireland, and they immigrated from Scotland, from the Wallace clan,
mm-hmm.
and then Scotland was manned by the ships that sailed from Troy after the Trojan Horse event, and then the twin cities of Athens and Troy were partially manned and built and stuff like that from a few Zaraites that migrated from Egypt pre-Moses. That's because most of the Zaraites stayed with Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything. But whenever you see Zerah stuck the hand out of the womb first, and then a scarlet thread was put on and drew back, and then his paternal twin was born first,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and the paternal twin was chosen to be the conveyor of the future messianic seed.
Yes.
And everything. And so some of the Zeraites, you know, they were kind of disappointed and everything like that, saying, well, but we were firstborn. You know, there was a contention and stuff. And so some members of Zerah stayed with Israel. Some of them, went overseas and stuff. But my ancestors went overseas, and we became the Gentiles. That is the dispersed members of the tribes.
Yeah.
And
yeah. See, the vocabulary is the problem. When people use words can be very deceiving. And that's why you have to know your figs. You have to know the good figs, the bad figs, who are the true Israelites, who are not, and what
yes.
defines an Israelite in flesh. That's the important thing.
Well, you will know them by their fruits.
Absolutely.
Period. I mean, you see, nowadays we've got, you know, like when Christ was speaking to the Samaritan woman,
yes.
you know, basically said, yeah, you will worship, you know, me in spirit and truth. And basically he was saying, hey, you know, you yourself can be saved. Just believe in put your trust in the spirit of truth, you know. And
well, those that worship God must worship him in
mm-hmm.
spirit and in truth. That's what the scripture tells us.
Now,
may I ask you a question, sir?
Go ahead.
As a member of the original 12 tribes, what is your opinion of the true Torah Jews we have today, the anti-Zionist Jews?
The true Torah Jews, I believe that they were their ancestor from the inhabitants that came out of Babylon back to inhabit Jerusalem itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there they gradually grew in and inhabited Judea amongst all the other foreigners and some of the original Hebrews that had not been taken out of the land that had intermarried with a lot of the folks that did immigrate into the land during the 70-year time in Babylon,
right,
and everything. Actually, in Assyria for the northern tribes, in Babylon mm-hmm. for Judah.
Right.
And okay,
all right, we got to run though, Farrell.
Thanks. Okay, hey, I'll let you go.
Hey, thanks for your comments.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much, sir.
Amen. Tim Goodness and Rick Adams. We'll be back with more calls just ahead. Stay tuned and much more discussion on RVNLive.com. Spread the word.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments?
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website, www.howardcreek.com, or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising club. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now. We're going to continue our discussion with my co-host tonight and guest, Tim Goodness. And let's take another call. Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. Hello, Doug. Are you there? Do we hear you?
Going once.
I don't think he's there. All right, then let's move along. All right, we have, who's next on the line? Who is it? Can you tell me? Harold,
oh,
all right?
Yeah,
Harold Rick. In Tennessee. Hello, you're on with Tim and Rick.
How y'all doing, Rick?
We're all
good.
Doing good.
Oh, well, that's Harold. Great. I was thinking about this mess down there in Jackson.
Yeah.
What would our founding fathers done to people like that?
Well, to who, the authorities or the Christians?
The knaves.
The police and the thugs.
And the thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you saw what they did to the Imperial British.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, George Washington, he was faced with two rebellions inside of his army. And the first time, he forgave them all. The second time, he hung them all.
That's what should have been done.
And I would say that this may not be a rebellion against the United States, but it certainly is a rebellion against First Amendment rights of the citizen.
Right.
So maybe we should forgive him this time.
I don't think so.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
I had that idea.
We voted. I didn't vote for them, but we voted demons into our political offices.
Yes.
You bet.
I mean, they're Satan possessed.
Well, I believe Satan is leading them, no question about that.
There ain't no way else. And back all through the Bible, God talked to the 10 tribes and the 12 tribes.
Right.
And told them if they went whoring after the gods, what was going to happen to them.
That's exactly what's happening today, sure.
And we're descendants of them tribes.
Yep.
So they're just bringing about the demise of the United States.
Sure they are. They think they can escape the judgment, though, huh? They think they don't have to abide by the same laws that God has put in place. Well, unfortunately, we're proving them wrong.
Well, and they're going to pay worse than what
the pagans did, yep.
Yep, and they're going to hurt themselves more than they are the Christians.
That's right.
So when they hit that big burning hole of fire, they're going to say, whoo, I wish I hadn't have done it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, the unfortunate part of it is that a lot of the people in power, like El Presidente, George Bush, these people claim to be Christians. Many of them claim to be fundamental Christians. So when everything is all said and done with this horror show that we have right now of converting this country from autonomy and sovereignty into being absorbed into the globalist system, when everything is all said and done, the Christians are going to be the ones that are going to get blamed, because the Christians are the ones who have been hoodwinked into putting people like George Bush and Dick Cheney into office.
Well, kind of, if they read their Bible and see how Satan could take a verse out of the Bible and change it around to suit himself.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows Scripture better than the devil.
Right,
nobody.
And
that's for sure.
Bush is pretty good at doing that, too. Well,
and he's doing it again tomorrow night. He'll be doing it tomorrow night when we're on.
He ain't doing it. It's his script writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, his puppeteers.
Yeah, George Bush ain't got enough sense to get in out of the rain.
Well, they've gotten out of George Bush what they want. You know, the Dave Frums of the world, people like that, the Axis of Evil. Got us into Iraq. They got 9/11. They got what they wanted. Now that they have helped discredit George Bush, they're hanging him out to dry. Isn't that the way with these people, huh?
Yeah. They'll use you and make you feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best in the world until they're done with you.
Absolutely.
Just
and
like
that's Satan's way.
I can't wait till they hang out Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh to dry.
They need to be with Hussein.
Yeah.
Well, I would take Hussein off the gallows if I had my way and put them on.
That's me.
Amen. All right, Harold. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
See you gentlemen later.
Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Call.
Thank you,
you know,
for the call.
We were talking earlier about Jimmy Carter, and, you know, there's so much I could read. I sent you some emails today on the very subject, and one of them was by Jonathan Cook, who's a writer and journalist living in Nazareth, Israel. His book, Blood and Religion, The Unmasking of the Jewish and Democratic State, is published by Pluto Press. And in his article, which is very lengthy, that I sent you, Tim, he talks about the fact that Jimmy Carter doesn't tell a half of it.
Yep.
He doesn't get into anything about the true nature of the State of Israel and what it really and truly has done to the Palestinian people. I mean, talk about rivaling Nazism. It is absolutely and totally, as far as I'm concerned, an evil that is going on right now as Americans speak and think and eat and laugh and joke about the Patriots and the Colts and so forth, without realizing that we are responsible right now for this Holocaust that's taking place. And we have the obligation to put an end to it. So he deals with that, Jonathan Cook. Then the other myth, as you know, is the, quote, wipe off the map myth that Sean Hannity and Mr. O'Neill, or whatever his name, O'Reilly, and Rush Bimbo, and the other clowns keep repeating over and over and over again, when in fact, the president of Iran, Mr. Ahmadinejad, never made that statement, that Israel should be wiped off the map.
The statement he made was that Zionism and the regime in
of
Israel,
Zionism, right.
Yes, should be wiped off the map.
And he never said that Iran would ever even attempt to do it.
He never said the word Jew. He never said the word pertaining to the land the nation itself, or even the existence of a Jewish state. He never once said that.
And that has been totally, completely fabricated by the media.
Well, as has the myth that Jews are persecuted, murdered, killed in Iran.
Yep.
We know for a fact that there's at least one member of the Iranian parliament, a minister of parliament, mm-hmm. who is Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that a group of Jews went to Iran for this Holocaust conference, whatever mm-hmm. you wish to call it.
Mm-hmm.
They were treated very well. And what do we have? We have some of these Jews coming back to America, and what's happening to them? They go to Iran where Jews are supposedly persecuted, murdered, and treated poorly, but yet they get treated well. They get to express their opinions and their concerns. They come back to America, and they're thrown out of hotels because they went to this conference.
Mm-hmm. And we have Professor Irving on this week's American Free Press right on the front page, who is dealing, with this very subject. The fact that he is adamant now and he is angry that Germany now wants to pass more stringent hate laws requiring the incarceration of those who disagree with the ADL's version of history. I mean, this is just an outrage.
We're seeing a lot of rebellion in this too, Rick. We're seeing people in Israel. We're seeing Jews in Israel
mm-hmm.
who are standing up and saying, "What is going on is wrong, and I want to stop."
And they're being ignored just as much as the American people are ignored.
Well, if we take a look at some of the history of governments in this world, especially if we focus on Israel, I mean, the Israeli government itself killed over 100,000 Jewish children. Through the so-called ringworm radiation screening. I think you're familiar with that, which Barry Shamus has spoken very, very bravely about. They even made a documentary about it, and it was done with U.S. taxpayer money. So it really doesn't matter if a person is Jewish, Muslim, Christian, atheist, what have you, in Israel or in the United States or anywhere in the world. If you don't toe the line, if you don't subscribe to a certain philosophy, you're blackballed. And the people pulling the strings have their funding, their money, their activists all set up, all ready to go. It's just like how you get anarchists counter-protesting pro-life protesters. How does this happen? How does a person protesting at an abortion clinic in 1988 get beaten and ravaged by the West Hartford, Connecticut police? How does somebody in California in 1988 protesting at an abortion clinic get their arm broken right in front of a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Deliberately had their arm broken by the police.
Yep.
Because we see that these organizations are well organized and well funded. And it's like Richard Nixon used to say, follow the money. Where does the money come from?
And he knew whereof he spoke.
Oh, he certainly
indeed
did.
Indeed he did. 1-800-313-9443. Right now there is an available line for you on the program, and we have so much more to get into. I feel like a little fly in a nudist camp. I know what I ought to do, but I don't know where to begin, Tim Goodness. How about this? When we come back, Hillary Clinton hires an evangelical consultant. Oh, my, as she's opened up her campaign on the web. We will be back, Tim Goodness, Rick Adams, in just 3 minutes with more talk on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and Tim, my co-host, and my guest for tonight, we'll take your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
You're like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, we're back, and I can't impress upon you, my listeners, enough this offer that Dr. Kasim Khalil, Dr. K, has made for you, the listener, only, exclusively on the Rick Adams program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Three books he's offering, all of them related to the same topic. Number one, Wrongly Blamed, New Information, The Real Truth About 9/11, The London Bombings, and much more. Also, The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity, telling us about the real scientists, those that really and truthfully had a lot to do with originating modern science, including algebra and trigonometry, all of the things that we hold so near and dear that we thought originated in the West. All right, and finally, Prophet Muhammad is the third book. The Arabian Connection, The Prophet Muhammad's Words, and Wrongly Blamed. Buy one of them for $19.95, and shipping is just, I believe, $9.95. But you can buy two books for $39.95, and you get the other two free. All right? You can have your choice. But he's telling you, if you buy two of these books, any two of the three, you get the other one free and an extra copy of Wrongly Blamed. The word must be gotten out. You must help him get the word out, and by doing so, you're helping me and the program continue to be carried on shortwave. The number to call, you call tomorrow, 866-618-2503. Got it? 866-618-2503 for the offer. All right. Hey, Tim, we got Doug back on the line, who was not on before. Doug in Texas. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
All right. Doing good, Doug.
Well,
Talk to me.
What do you want me to say? You're the caller. You're the caller.
Well, yeah, I'm
speak
the caller.
Up.
Howdy, Doug.
Do Woody what?
I said howdy. Hello.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I agree with what you said tonight. You said it right. You always get it right.
Who's that? Me or Tim?
Both of you.
Good for you. You're a smart man. You
Thank
know
you.
How to get in our good graces, huh?
Right. I have to.
Okay.
I know how to kiss butt or whatever.
You don't kiss the same butt that the Congress does, though, I gather, Doug. Is that right?
No, not quite.
Good, because then you'd have to wash your mouth.
I think we have, about two good people in Congress?
There's a couple that I know of that are pretty decent.
Tancredo and Ron Paul.
Yep.
Ron Paul's running for Congress. You know that,
He runs
right?
for president. Never mind Congress.
Well,
would he want to do that? I mean, he's too good to be president. Why would he want to waste his time and money?
He wouldn't make it.
He couldn't make it.
No, he would be John F. Kennedy.
One of the things that you have to do to run for president, see if Tim agrees with me, is you have to have a lot of skeletons in your closet for the AIPAC lobby to exploit.
I think it's AIPAC and others.
And the Mossad, yes.
And others. I think there's several globalist factions there that look for things, ploys, what have you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and Hillary Clinton comes with a lot of baggage.
Oh, Hillary Clinton is a card-carrying communist. Anybody who knows anything at all about Hillary Clinton knows that she is a communist. She admires communists. Going back to the lady congressman from New York who passed away a few years ago, Abzug, I think her name was.
Bella Abzug, yeah.
Yeah.
Bella Abzug.
Bella yes. Abzug, who was
that one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she is, Doug.
Well, I'm sure she was Uncle Joe's favorite, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Uncle Joe Stalin, yeah.
Yeah. She certainly was a communist, and she was Hillary Clinton was such a big fan of Bella's that she actually went to China and gave a pro-woman speech in China at Bella's request. Meanwhile, just a few blocks away, children are being starved and murdered by the Chinese government who were unwanted by their parents.
Can you imagine Hillary Clinton able to do what Eleanor Roosevelt never got the chance to do?
Well, I didn't know who I liked better, Bella Abzug or Shirley Chisholm. They were, such fine people.
Shirley Chisholm was a representative from New York, yeah.
Yeah.
She and Bella carried on quite a good relationship, though.
Yeah.
For the most part. But when we come back to after the break, I want to get into this story about Hillary Clinton hiring an evangelical consultant to help woo you Christian conservatives like Doug out there in her presidential bid.
Well, who I'm rooting for to be my next representative would be, what's that little guy's name? The little fat communist piece of crap in San Antonio.
I'm sorry, I'm missing this. Who is that?
He's Pastor Hagee.
Oh, right. John Hagee.
Right.
All right. Hey, well, he'd make a good president of Israel. All right,
yeah.
Doug. Thanks for your call and
Thank
your input.
You, Doug.
We appreciate it. All right, Tim and Rick be right back with this and many other stories yet to come. Jump aboard right now, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
Oh, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
You sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I don't think so. Not Tim Goodness. He ain't lost his nerve, that's for sure. And neither has his cohort, Rick Adams. Well, hey, I want to remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have problems sleeping, if you're a hot sleeper, so to speak, you sweat, you get hot in bed, you toss and turn and you can't keep cool, now's the time to join bedfan.com. That's right. Look it up. Go right on the net. Bedfan, one word, .com. And open up a whole new world of easy rest and easy sleep for yourself. Okay? You know, we had on the program last week, Kurt Thompson, who's the inventor and originator of this interesting and fantastic invention. You definitely don't want to ignore it. You want to, right now, get online, get yourself a computer, go online and discover bedfan.com, and he will open up a whole new world of sleeping for you. All right, we are back. We're going to go to the phone in just a moment, but Tim, you probably heard that Hillary Clinton, who is probably going to be, if we do have another free, quote-unquote, election, your next president of the United States. Hard to believe, but very possible in this day and age of insanity. And as you know, she's not leaving anything to chance. She's hired a guy named Bernd Strom, who's an evangelical Christian, who directs religious outreach programs for the Democrats, okay? Nancy Pelosi realized the last time around when the Democrat strategist observed that the party was losing ground because largely they failed to reach centrist and conservative voters in rural areas. Now's the time to bring him aboard. So we got this new guy, Strider, on board for Hillary Clinton, so that Hillary and Nancy and the rest of them can convince you that really she's no She's no enemy of the Christians and the centrists and the conservatives and the traditionalists and the Tim goodnesses. Won't you just give her your vote?
Me? Oh, God. She's not only is she an enemy of Christians and conservatives, she's an enemy of the United States of America.
She's an enemy of manhood, of heterosexuality.
Yes.
She's an enemy of decency. She's an enemy of America, period.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what? Those are the kind of people that can win.
Anybody who believes in individualism, freedom, forget it. Forget it. This woman is nothing but a communist. I mean, when she stood on the Senate floor and said, we're going to take things away from you for the greater good,
mm-hmm.
that should have been her ticket out of the Senate and into the ghetto, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you remember way back before they even thought of presidency in the 70s and 80s, she was part of that Kitty's Liberation legal movement?
I've read so much on her. I literally have.
Year of the child, you remember that? The UN,
yes,
the year of the child,
yes.
The year of the woman?
Yes.
Well, there she was, Hillary Clinton, when things were starting to get politically correct. She was right there in the forefront of the movement of, quote, liberating the kids from their parents. Now she's a traditionalist. Now she's brought on board all these evangelicals. She's softening her opposition to some of her outrageous anti-life positions in the past. You know, I mean, but can't people see through the lies and the transparency? When a politician changes, as they all do, they're not worthy of running for dog catcher, never mind president.
Well,
I mean, you either take a stand and you believe in it, or you don't, and you take a fall. And those that don't take a stand, Tim, deserve to take a fall.
Well, basically, I mean, I look at this presidential election coming up, and I'm looking at it, and let's take some for examples here. Look at Senator Bill Frist. Bill Frist came into the U.S. Senate, gave himself a self-imposed term limit because right from the get-go he planned on becoming president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does anybody doubt this? Now he sees the beating that the Republicans took in the sixth election, and what does he do? He withdraws his candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
Now Hillary Clinton 4 years ago was saying that she won't run for the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying even 2 years ago, I'm not going to run for the presidency. What does she see in 06? She sees the Democrats take both the House and the Senate, which I predicted would happen right on your show,
mm-hmm. yep.
Rick.
You did.
You know, people were saying they weren't going to take the Senate, and I was confident they were going to take
yes.
the Senate. I was more confident over that than I was the House. But the fact of the matter is that now she has thrown her hat in. Why? Because she sees that the political tide has turned. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm an idealist when it comes to politicians. But I look at these people and I say, if either one of them believed in their platform, were true to the American ideals, the foundation and the principles that this country was founded on, they wouldn't give a damn which way the political opinions were swaying, which way the pendulum was going.
Well, see, that's the definition of a politician.
Exactly. Because they would say, this is what I believe in, this is what this country was founded on, and here's the proof. But that's not what these people are. These people are nothing. They're fair-weather politicians.
Yep. And
they want to be
Barack
fair.
Obama, the cute little poster child for the Democrats.
Oh, he's everywhere.
He's got a guy named Du Bois, who's come along to get his religious outreach to the conservatives, to the, if you will, the Christians, those that have some faith, regardless of their faith. And then you get Ricky Ward, pastor of Saddleback Church.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes.
He's with John Kerry. So you get all the Democrats playing the field now, playing the game. And this is exactly the name of the game, is how to snow the public. And
well,
this is
Obama
what they do.
Is the Jonathan Edwards of the 08 election.
Wow. He is, Gary.
That's what he is. And as far as evangelical Christians working for Hillary Clinton, I have just one question to them. How does it feel to be a whore? Because
you
that's what you
have a
are.
Good question, Tim.
I'm sorry?
You always have a good question.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to you.
Because that's really what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it's sickening enough, and the Christians' country and the conservatives of all faiths in this country have paid a high enough price boring ourselves to the Cheney Bush administration. And I've had enough of it. Come on, give me a break. This guy's not an evangelical Christian. He's for sale. How can an evangelical Christian be for sale? If this guy, if we go back 2,000 years ago, this guy would have been in the temple counting his shekels. Christ would have thrown him out. Give me
absolutely.
A break.
And we're going to go right back to the telephone, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to keep you all waiting, but, you know, these stories have to be presented to you so you'll know what exactly is going on. An email from Dr. Jerome Corsi on the railroading, if you will, of the two Border Patrol agents who have been, responsible, purportedly, for shooting in the buttocks a fleeing drug smuggler. And now they have been sentenced, and they have been sentenced to hard time in prison. Dr. Corsi says the wrong law has been used to prosecute the two Border Patrol agents. And he tells us this more about this in future programs. We're not going to have time to get into it tonight because it is rather lengthy, but just to mention that story about how these men have been railroaded and how George Bush continues to ignore the pleas of many Americans to pardon these two law-abiding protectors of America.
They shouldn't need pardons. They shouldn't need pardons.
They should never have been prosecuted.
This is a bunch of garbage. And folks, remember, to my understanding, only one person ever had a stay of execution when George Bush was governor of Texas. And that one person was a self-professed, contract, devil-worshipping assassin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, George Bush's mother?
Yeah.
Barbara Bush? Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, she's a bridge troll.
I couldn't resist that. I apologize. All right, let's go to John in Michigan now on the program. Hello, John.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first off, why do you guys even discuss who's going to be the president? Because your vote don't count anyway.
Well, we're just rolling with the punches just for the sake of dealing with the academics of the issue. That's all.
Next thing is, I seen a paper where America's in a military's in 144 countries.
Yep.
Our judges are Christians. Our lawyers are Christians. Our jury's Christian. Our senator's Christian. Our president's Christian. And our military's Christian. And Revelation 17:1 says the whore goes over many waters.
Yeah, no wonder we're in trouble, huh?
Seems like
with all these Christians, is it any wonder? These phony baloney Christians, that is?
Seems like they can figure out Christianity is the whore of Babylon. Jesus is Zeus is Satan, and that ain't Messiah's name at all.
That's what they tell us.
Well, that's what history says.
Whose history?
Any history. Go back to the Hebrew history of what was the language in the garden.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since when is George Bush a Christian?
Ask him.
I don't want to ask him. I judge him by his fruits.
Well, yeah, I think
he claims to be a member of the Methodist Church. However, the Methodist University down in Texas has a petition that's being waved in its face by almost every Methodist minister in the country saying, don't you dare build his library at your university. We don't want it. So, I mean, judge him by his deeds.
Yeah, I don't judge him by what he says, you know.
Yeah, he's a member of a death cult. There's no doubt about that.
But can a fountain put forth salt water and fresh at the same time? Because the scripture flat out tells you, a kingdom cannot divided will not stand. So whoever's a Christian and is a Christian with Bush, can a guy lay in bed together and not become united? Whoever professes to be a Christian is in the same whore as Bush.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but he's not a Christian.
But he says...
Well, of course. Satan says he's the savior of the world, too, but that doesn't make him the savior, does it?
So whoever says they're a Christian, they're in the same bed Bush is in.
Bush is no more a Christian than Abe Foxman is a Jew.
He's just as much a Christian as anybody else.
Anybody else? Who's the anybody else?
Who's
though?
The anybody else? He's not a Christian.
Anybody professes to be a Christian.
Anybody who professes to be a Christian that doesn't live like one is a liar and a hypocrite.
There you go.
Anybody who professes a Christian is a liar and a hypocrite because they're trying to divide your kingdom. It's good Christian and bad Christian. No such thing as a good Christian and bad Christian. They're all in the same bed.
Oh, I see. How do you come to that conclusion, John?
A kingdom divided will not stand.
Well, you're quoting the Christian scriptures now.
No, I'm not.
Sure you are.
No, not at all. That's the Hebrew scripture.
And Satan's kingdom is not divided against itself, is it?
It says, you are servants to whom you obey. You read the King James Version, you're a servant to King James or George Bush. Same party.
Let me ask you this. What do you consider yourself now that you've explained it so much?
I'm a Messianic.
A Messianic?
I'm a believer in Messiah, and he's not many names, it's one name.
Yep.
So, Psalm 68:4 flat out tells you what his name is. And then in your Hebrew concordance, look up number 1180, and it'll flat out tell you who the other postulate is.
And what do you say? What exactly is your point? I'm not sure I follow your logic here.
Christianity is a Babylon, Mistress Babylon, the whore of Mistress Babylon.
False Christianity or real Christianity?
All Christianity.
All Christianity is the Babylon. Where does it say that in the scripture?
Revelations. I don't know the exact verse.
Well, I didn't think you did.
Revelations 18:4.
Right. Okay, John.
Well, you read it for yourself.
All right, we'll get to it sometime.
The important thing is look up number 1180 in your Hebrew concordance.
Okay, John. Have a rest now. Thank you. Have another one, me.
Be nice,
I told you we have a way of bringing them out, Tim. All right, let's take another call here. Who's next on the line? I sort of got confused between Revelation 2 and 3. Ron, I think, isn't it? Ron in Texas? All right.
Hey, Harvey, how are you
today? Hello, Ron. How are you?
Terrific. I'm just great. You sound wild and woolly there tonight.
You're thank you. That was an old comedy, yes, Wild and Woolly.
I just I heard you guys talking, and I heard Tim mention talking about the correct quote from the president of Ahmadinejad. Say it three times.
I can't say it once.
Just say Iran.
Hey, listen, you know, you guys are probably old enough to remember Dr. IQ. Do you remember that on radio?
Yes.
You know, I have a lady in the balcony doctor, and then one of the things I give him a tongue twister, and, you know, that gives it Lydia Morris bar. So I just say, you know, whatever. Tim, are you old enough to remember?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm 42, so I might be old.
He's still a child.
As far as the quote goes, I think I called up RBM one night. I don't think it was your show. It might have been, Rick. And there's a note from Arash Naruzi in Global Research.
Yes, I read it, yes.
And that's the one. He says, the imam said this regime, uh-huh. It's close to what you said, really. The imam said this regime occupying Jerusalem.
I have the words in Farsi, I believe it is the language.
I was going to ask the question. I mean, I was going to ask somebody if you knew what the language was. It's in Farsi.
Farsi is the language in Iran, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Which goes back to ancient Persian.
Right. And the translation clearly does not say anything about the state of Israel. It does in the regime.
This regime.
And he never said that he was going to wipe it off the face of the earth.
No, it's Imam said that.
Right. You see how they've lied to us deliberately. So when these characters get on, these neocon talk show hosts, they really betray their allegiances to Zionism and their lack of Americanism, because what they're really doing is breastfeeding their way to another war in the Middle East, which is not in America's interest, only Israel's and the neocons.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
That's what they do. It's got over the years, as I've got, you know, I've seen a lot of reads of history, politics.
Yeah.
I agree with my dad. You know, way back he used to say, big house cleaning is needed in Washington.
Right.
The other thing that I came across as I was sitting on the couch, I was listening to in the living room. I just came in here and I was thinking as I was reading my mail, I got something from one of the GOP people, you know, and I think I went to the GOP one time. The GOP. I was going to try to get a better name for them. I said, since I'm publishing on the web and doing all sorts of things, I really ought to write a column, and it's the column heading might be the GOP. It ain't what it used to be, and then take different topics. These I threw together. I don't know what you think of them. Here's government spending and deficits guarantee national prosperity. Rough interrogation of prisoners, that is torture, means safety for all American people. Phone tapping and email snooping by the NSA is next to godliness. Lying to American people is a way of protecting them. Meddling in the internal affairs of other nations is good. Only the guilty and wimps crave protection under the writ of habeas corpus. It is un-American not to support your president, and Congress no longer is responsible for declaring the state of war.
Yeah, boy, you said a mouthful. You know, as far as the NSA snooping, I would invite anyone who wants to get an idea of how long this has been going on to go to any search engine and type in the NSA is listening. The NSA is listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's an article that I wrote several years ago, I would say back in 2001, 2002, and I talk in that article about just how strong the echelon system is and just what they can do. And we have been doing. It's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, I've got the article here.
Great.
Yeah,
hey, Ron, we've got to move along, but thank you so much for calling the program.
Thank you. See you then.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Another great living room listener from Texas. All right. We'll be back in the final few minutes. Tim Goodness and Rick Adams, dynamic duo of RBNLive.com.
Do you?
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The exciting nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-6690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All righty, we are back in the final few moments of the program. You know, Tim, I'm doing this documentary on the Great Betrayal, the untold story, World War II. And the fact that America was the great betrayer of freedom along with Britain in that war. And, of course, looking back now on how Roosevelt could be the consummate demagogic politician of power, saying the exact opposite things at the same time out of his mouth in the same breath. And it is just absolutely amazing what a masterful liar and politician he was. I mean, here's a guy who in his third bid for re-election, right up until the last minute, was pledging to keep America out of war, and yet he was plotting at the same time to bring America into war, doing everything he could to find a way as a back door so that he could rescue not England, but Joe Stalin. And then when Joe Stalin appeared at the conference of Tehran and Yalta, Roosevelt expressed dismay that he just couldn't believe that Stalin wouldn't keep his promise not to, shall we say, communize Eastern Europe, Central Europe, and the Baltics. He just was so dismayed and absolutely horrified that he wouldn't keep his word. He thought he was a man of his word.
I think it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who said that nothing in politics happens by chance.
Exactly. Nothing by accident. It was planned that way.
Nothing by accident. So, you know, if we're going to take him for his word, then we have to accept the fact that he was BSing us from the get-go.
Well, he did it through the Depression. He did it through the war. And he served his masters faithfully. The powers that be, the same international gangsters that, of course, control Woodrow Wilson.
And
in the White House.
He's also the first president I'm aware of who made a statement about the New World Order. He said it is not new and it is not order. So it's kind of interesting to look and see that, although he was in the midst of it, he was putting little things like that out there for us to pick up.
Oh, yeah, we have the documentation, and that was his goal, was a United Nations and a world free of want. Free of despair, free of hunger, free of war. And as you recall, Eleanor's against WOWA. My secretary's against WOWA. My mistress is against WOWA. With a face like Eleanor, you needed a mistress. And even my little fella is against WOWA. My pooch. And all of them have been attacked by those dastardly Republicans, including Wendell Willkie. How dare you? Anyway, you see, liars figure and figures lie, and tomorrow night you will have your chance to listen to Mr. Pinocchio himself in his State of the Nation address, or you wait and stay along for Rick Adams. Which will you do?
Me? I would much rather listen to Rick Adams. To be perfectly honest with you, I'd rather listen to paint dry than listen to that lying crook.
There you go.
You know, in the White House.
History repeating itself, huh, Tim?
Yeah, you know, let's not talk about what you're against. Let's talk about what you're for. Do you believe in individualism? Do you believe in freedom?
There you go.
Do you believe in liberty?
Yep.
I mean, that's what's important. Most people, anybody with an ounce of common sense is against war. But that's not the issue.
Nope, and treason is the reason. All right, Tim Goodness has been with us. If you want to contact him by email, it's all lowercase. Tim Goodness, one word, at hotmail.com. Right, Tim?
Yes, and I read all my emails. The positive ones, I always answer with a thank you, and the negative ones, I just say thanks for listening.
Well, you can send them to Dick Cheney.
Okay.
Hey, it's been a great show, Tim. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We'll do it again.
Take
All right.
Care,
God
friend.
Bless. Good night now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. Ed Brown, the topic, and you stay tuned. There'll be much more coming your way. I'm Rick Adams. Good night.
It's true. Gold and silver.